Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The National Broadcasting Company takes pleasure in bringing you at this time a special program by the NBC Symphony Orchestra under the baton of Dr. Frank Black and featuring the world premiere of a new symphony written in the short space of 3 months by a highly gifted 20-year-old composer living here in New York, Ernest Gold. Because he feels this work to be an evocation of the enormous vitality, the youth, and the high spirits of the Americas, both North and South, Mr. Gold has given his symphony the title Pan-American, and its performance today is dedicated to the spirit of Pan-American unity in its goal to preserve and extend the four democratic freedoms throughout the world. We are singularly privileged to have Ernest Gold, composer of the Pan-American Symphony, here with us in the studio, and he's graciously consented to tell us something about his music as well as about himself. Now, is it true, Mr. Gold, that this Pan-American Symphony is the first large-scale musical work that you've ever written?
Well, yes. To tell the truth, most of my previous compositions have been songs and smaller instrumental pieces.
I see. Would you tell us, what gave you the urge to write a symphony, and how did it come by this title, Pan-American?
In answer to your first question, Mr. Costello, I think it could be said that almost every young composer these days has the ambition to try his hand at a symphony. That was certainly the case with me, so I just went ahead and set to work. As to how I came to call my work a Pan-American Symphony, well, that thought occurred to me only when the composition was more than half finished. As you'll find when you hear the music, much of it is flavored with the colorful jazz and rumba rhythms, which to me are so characteristic of the Americas. When I set out to write the music, I made no special effort to write a symphony in the jazz idiom. The rhythms just came out on paper naturally and are part and parcel of the themes themselves.
In other words, then, the music came first and you got the idea for a title only after you realized the essential nature of what you'd written. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Now, can you tell us something about the general plan of your symphony?
The Pan-American Symphony is in four movements and calls for full symphony orchestra with added percussion consisting of cymbals, snare drum, tambourine, and triangle. The first movement is an allegro vivace in sonata form and opens with a strongly rhythmic theme of horns. Later it is contrasted with a slow and lyrical second theme. The climax of the movement comes when the two are combined by the full orchestra in rumba rhythm. Next comes the slow movement, the andante. The dominant theme is song-like with an ostinato. It keeps reoccurring after successively contrasting episodes, attaining a great climax at the close. The third movement is jazzy and spirited, suggestive in many ways of the endless hustle and bustle of the American city life. It is in the finale of the symphony that the Latin American flavor is most prominent, particularly in the opening theme, which is in 5-4 rhythm. During the course of the movement, there are two contrasting episodes in slow tempo. The first is a waltz, while the second features much solo work for the woodwind choirs. The symphony comes to a close with a full orchestral proclamation of the main themes of the finale.
That's a very interesting and illuminating description of your music, Mr. Gold. But now, before you leave us, won't you tell our radio audience a little about yourself? That is, where you studied, how you came to compose, and about your musical career up to date. I'm sure they'll all be interested.
There really is not very much I can say about my past. I was born in Vienna in 1921. Both my parents were musical, especially my father, who was a gifted amateur player, both of piano and violin. He started giving me violin lessons at the age of 5, and later, when I was about 8 years old, I switched to piano. When I was 10, my father began to teach me the rudiments of harmony, and I continued studying piano in Vienna for 6 years.
When did you come to America, Mr. Gold?
I came to America in 1938 when I was 16 years old and immediately started writing popular songs. After a year or so, I began to get the hang of the American popular style. And when I showed some of my work at BMI, they hired me as staff composer. With the money I earned from them, I was able to pay for my studies. Soon after this, I was lucky enough to have a hit tune to my name. It was called Practice Makes Perfect.
Oh, yes, I remember that one very well.
Meanwhile, I had the irresistible urge to write a symphony. and after 3 months of intense work, hopefully submitted the complete score to Dr. Frank Black. To my glad amazement, it was accepted for performance. I guess that about sums up my career up to date.
Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Gold. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Mr. Ernest Gold, gifted 20-year-old composer, telling us something about himself and his new Pan-American Symphony, which you are about to hear played for the first time by the NBC Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Dr. Frank Black. As Mr. Gold told you a moment ago, the symphony is in 4 movements. The first, an allegro vivace, the second, an andante, the third, an allegro, and the finale, another allegro vivace. Now Dr. Black is coming to the podium, and in a moment we shall hear the world premiere of Ernest Gold's Pan-American Symphony.
Thank you.
You earlier in our program, Mr. Gold feels his symphony to be an evocation of the youthful spirit and energy of the Americas. And I feel sure you'll agree with us that he has succeeded brilliantly in his artistic aim. The symphony was in four movements, the first an allegro vivace, the second an andante, the third an allegro, and the finale another allegro vivace. And now before we leave you, won't you join Dr. Black and the NBC Symphony Orchestra in singing the brave and stirring words of our national anthem? This broadcast of the Pan American Symphony by Ernest Gold came to you from New York over the coast-to-coast network of the National Broadcasting Company and was shortwaved to South America by NBC's International Division. This is the National Broadcasting Company.